This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I have a burp stuck in me.
Let's do some burp time.
You have a perp stuck in you?
I got a burp stuck in burp. Me. Get it out.
What is it? I would be so fascinated just to be Erin for a day, just to like go through what she goes through, to think how she thinks. Jesus Christ. Casey, please tell me you're recording video of this.
Oh, it's being recorded.
Hey, I get it out. Jesus. There's a monster inside me.
Oh, this is our new spinoff podcast. Aaron's being exercised.
I can't. I also can't
Don't
burp.
If I like exercise.
If I had a burp stuck in me too, I would. It would be the worst pain.
Aaron, we brought you breakfast in bed. You got your eggs.
How did you get a key to my house?
Shush now.
How did we get a key to your eggs?
Yeah, I lock up my eggs.
Sane person would do, otherwise you get a fox in the den.
I will say I put a key in all of your chickens' butts, and it somehow released the eggs, so here you go. Happy morning.
Okay. And I made you my special JPC scramble.
It's eggs and piss?
Yeah.
No, it's a wrap. It's a little booch. It's a JPC scramble. And a scramble dibble dibble. And a scramble dibble dibble. And a scramble dibble dibble.
This orange juice has pulp.
Catch and put it back.
I thought you liked 90s British pop music.
No. This is the worst Mother's Day ever. First of all, you're not my sons. Second of all, this is not even cooked eggs. JPC peed on some eggs, and you guys clearly like stamped on them, put them on this plate, on the serving tray, orange juice with pulp, and a little flour.
We did our best.
Yeah, I made you orange juice with the pulp because you always say, "I want to drink like common people," right?
Okay, I love my sons.
Yay,
let's go
mommy,
for ice cream.
Mommy's back.
Ew.
I'm Adorify.
I'm little mommy's boy.
And I have a burp stuck in my chest.
No. Aaron.
That's the worst, Aaron. That's the worst.
We made you breakfast in bed because we failed last episode to ask you how your birthday was. You just celebrated a birthday not too long ago. How was your birthday?
Ago. Yeah. I'm 29 now. Mm-hmm. I was 26 when we started recording this podcast, and now I'm 29. I have a little less than a year before I'm 30. It was good.
I got my
period. I cried.
Aww. In that order?
Yes. It was good. I had a good birthday. I wanted to tell you guys, I was with Sean's family, because his brother.
You what?
I'm sorry.
You were with them?
Scandal.
How dare you?
His brother's birthday is the day before mine. So it was sort of a joint birthday celebration.
Ooh, a Spike Lee joint.
We were eating dinner, and it sort of turned into them telling me riddles on my birthday. About an hour into dinner, everyone sort of went around and told me all the riddles they knew. And I was like, wow, did they send you? Did JPC and Adel get to you guys too? And they're like, Aaron, you're paranoid. And then I just backed out of the room.
That feels like when Muhammad Ali was retired and everyone that took a picture with him wanted to like do the boxing fists.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't want to pose with a riddle. I don't want to hear about riddles. I'm happy to meet anyone, happy to take a picture. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you about riddles.
The riddle pose is this.
This is work. This podcast is work. I don't want to talk about work when I'm off work.
No, it was sweet of them. They were like trying to get on board with my interest, but I was like, wow, they don't know I hate riddles.
I have to ask, is this episode going to be the riddles they posed to you?
We already did them. Because was an episode where I did all of the Coyle family riddles.
Nice.
That's true.
Probably episode 11 or 12.
It feels like that thing where like you tell someone that you're a comedian or that you're like an improviser, and then they start to like tell you like all the jokes that they know, or hey, have you heard this one? Except like riddles is like an infinitely less relatable thing. Like humor is pretty common because everyone enjoys a laugh, but like not many people enjoy a puzzle or to be tricked.
No, to be fooled.
I do.
I have a question for our listeners really quick. After the, what was it, Bogota, Colombia incident where 100,000 people-ish have messaged JPC with the link to that song?
I think it was the most explosive that we have received fan content about the show. And to be clear, I think a lot of people were like, I remember this. Like, I think that song was way more ubiquitous in grade school and high schools all across the country than I had any idea.
It jarred something loose and the people have spoken. It's very, every Halloween, I experience something somewhat similar where a million Magic Tavern fans all send me either DMs or emails or links on social media to a recipe for pizza skulls. It's like a pastry. It's like a puff pastry. It's like skulls with pizza inside of them. Because once on an episode years ago, we talked about pizza skull. Every single year, we get a million people reaching out to be like, have you seen this? And I can't stress enough, we have.
That's really sweet that they care so much about Bogota, Colombia, and pizza skull. I'm hoping to jar memory for people. I think I've talked about this on the show before, but I'm starting to feel a little crazy because I don't know anyone else who had this when they were a kid. In the 80s and early 90s, there was a thing that you could get at like novelty shops where it was a tape and there's only one song on the tape. And it is a birthday song, but it's not Happy Birthday. It's an original song, but it would plug people's names into it. So you would like go and there would be all these tapes and different like categories for songs. And it would be like Michael, Jennifer, Aaron. And my mom would get us these birthday tapes. And so it was like these original songs that the guy who recorded them recorded everyone in the universe's name too, that they would just plug into that song. And my mom would play it every year on our birthday.
Sorry, Adele. Did they have Adele?
Let Aaron say it.
I have no idea. I didn't keep track of all these tapes, and I haven't met anyone who had one of these
My son's name is Bort as well.
Yeah, let alone the specific one I had. And if you had the Zoom birthday song tape cassette with your name in it, please message me so I feel less crazy.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you remember what the song sounded like here?
Yeah, of course. It's like, hey, Aaron, it's your birthday. I'm in charge of the stars and I'm here to say, hey, Aaron, you're the big star today. Bum-ba-dum-ba-dum, my name is Zoom and I live on the moon and I've came down to Earth just to sing you this tune. Singing Aaron, happy birthday.
I see what happened here. Aaron, you walked into a store and stumbled into a drunk Frank Sinatra. Now, what happened was he asked your name and he put together a little lounge act just for you.
Well, let me sing you the end and then you can tell me if this sounds like him. And so tonight when you're in bed, fly me to the moon and I've got blue eyes and I'm drunk on lemonade and vodka and beer. And all the other stuff and drugs, and I'm Frank Sinatra, and I'm drunk in a store. Happy birthday, Aaron. See you next year.
Wait, now that could have been Dean Martin.
Yeah, that could have been Dean Martin.
That could have been any of the crooners.
When he was drunk, he would call himself Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, Sammy Davis Jr., old blue eyes.
I was trying to describe this to Sean on my birthday and was struggling, and I was like, I need to mention this on Hey Riddle Riddle because someone will know what I'm talking about, and I would love...
Internet and the fans will come to your rescue, Aaron.
Can I point out that you said this to Sean, but the way you said to Sean was like 2 Chainz? To Sean?
Well, I said it to 2 Chainz, and 2 Chainz said it to Sean.
And 2 Chainz whispered it to Sean because Aaron and Sean are not talking right now.
I don't even know what state he lives in.
And that's Big Sean?
Two Chainz hates to be in the middle of it, but there he is.
Well, here's what I'll say. I recognize
this summer on NBC, Two Chainz and Aaron.
I recognize what Aaron's doing. So we just talked about how JPC putting that song out into the atmosphere, into the ether, has caused us to have the most feedback ever. So what Aaron's doing is he's trying to piggyback onto the success of JPC's South America song. So, Aaron, you're being so transparent, and I'm going to absolutely join you. And I'm going to say, hey, remember...
Yeah,
hey,
please.
Hey, all you six-year-olds. Remember there was a candy that was like a little coffin with a bunch of bones inside of it, and you'd eat the bones?
I think Adam was just eating bones out of coffins growing up.
I think you were eating coffin bones, my man.
And then you go to the doctor and they say you have a mummy's curse in your tummy.
One thing that I guess there is a place that I could get this, but it's not in a place near me. When I was younger, my grandparents used to have a condo in Florida that they would go to for like 5 months out of the year in the wintertime. And we would drive down there in our car. And, we didn't have these in Indiana, but once you go south, you have this place called Waffle House, which you guys are familiar with Waffle House, right?
Oh, yeah.
I've never had a waffle.
Good. Okay. But you're familiar with a house where you would procure one. Mm-hmm. But in the Waffle House, they have a jukebox. And we were so unfamiliar with jukeboxes that we would go crazy when we saw the jukebox in the Waffle House. And we were like driving through Tennessee. We had stopped at a Waffle House. It was early, early morning. Like we had like driven through the night and it was early morning. We were eating Waffle House when we were very young kids. And we begged my mom for quarters so that we could put songs in the jukebox. And the song that we played it like three times in a row, was a song called Happy Birthday Waffle House. But here's the thing. We were looking for the shittiest song to play in the Waffle House because we thought that we were leaving, but my mom had not yet paid the check. So we were all sitting there at the table when the song Happy Birthday Waffle House came on, and it was just us and truckers in there, and like not truckers in a good mood. Like when I say truckers, I mean these are people
I love who, when truckers are in a good mood.
These are not happy to be there, truckers. But I remember the song Happy Birthday Waffle House had come on again, and one of the truckers looked at me and my brothers and goes, "You're not from around here, are you?"
Oh, no. You got one of those in real life?
I don't know
That's
anybody
the dream.
Who's ever gotten a real one of those. That's like getting a Y'all Come Back Now You Hear. Yeah. Those are so rare. That's diamond.
When you're a young boy and you are did a prank and the prank is falling apart at the seams and the song like Happy Birthday Waffle House is like playing on the jukebox for the second time, you don't want to get a You're Not From Around Here, are you?
That's fantastic. Well, speaking of You're Not From Around Here, all of us are very, very young and we hate puzzles, but we have amongst our midst, we have Old Man Puzzles. Who's that today?
I'm so old. I have a blanket over my knees and legs.
Oh, FDR. You shouldn't. No, don't try and stand up.
No, I have this chair and I sit and watch my stories. And my grandson comes and he reads to me every day after school.
I mean, Old Man Puzzles, you're talking like that. This is like a fucked up and weird thing, but I legit love to sit with a blanket over my legs. Oh my God. Just to like have a blanket and trap that heat in the wintertime, nothing goes better.
I have that little British water bottle I put on my feet and it keeps me warm.
Oh, this is a Dasani.
Oh, and Old Man Puzzles, is your grandson that lamp with a leather jacket hung over it?
Yes, isn't he handsome and tall? I love him. Sometimes we dance. Da da deem, da 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 da.
She's not moving. It's so eerie. She's sitting perfectly still and singing.
I think Old Man Puzzles is also singing I'm Blue Abadi Abada right now.
No, it's that other one. Can I tell you about the time I met Frank Sinatra?
No, please, please.
No, please don't.
We just want to do puzzles.
All right, well, I'll tell you. He was here.
Old Blue Eyes Puzzles?
Yeah, and he sang to me, and I said, Frank Sinatra, you better get 2 feet away from me, because I'm married, and if I faint right now, it'll be right into your mouth with the kiss. And then he said, ma'am, oh, no. I'm the mailman. Is there someone I can call?
Should we be recording this? I feel like this is exploitative.
We should play this at therapy. JPC, I think Aaron just created a new character called Gene P. Riddles.
I got very confused earlier, and I put a bunch of popsicles in a casserole dish.
This is Grandma Puzzles. This is Grandma Puzzles is the newest character in our show that's gone 120 something episodes.
Thank you, Grandma Puzzles.
I put it in the microwave
Puzzles.
And in the freezer. Please take me to the backyard so I can watch the sprinklers go.
Grandma Puzzles, can we have a Werther's original riddle, please?
That's fine. All right.
Also, Grandma Puzzles, can we take you to the farm upstate?
The one where all those dead dogs are, or the one where I can go apple picking from a window?
The first one.
Oh, okay.
The one where they grow dead dogs.
All right. Actually, and here's what's cool, everybody. Okay.
Right. I'm ready.
We'll decide what's cool.
All of our riddles are coming from one listener this week.
No, shut up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who?
I'm jealous of them.
Oh, he's getting, well, Phil Hoy, and you can use my full name if you want, is getting all the attention. So Phil Hoy was saying, so I was planning to send you 100 riddles to keep you afloat for a bit, which is very sweet.
That's wow. That's wild.
But we sink like rocks, so good luck.
Speaking of keeping us afloat and sinking like rocks, isn't Phil Hoy what a naval captain yells when they see land?
No, you're thinking of, oh, shit. Guys, come up here. Quick.
Phil Hoy.
Phil Hoy is what a naval captain yells when they see cookies.
That's right. Chips Ahoy.
Oh, my God. Someone give JPC a comedy medal.
Well, I was thinking if your name is Phil Hoy and you do decide that you're going to have children, which I think that, you know, is irresponsible, Phil, frankly. but if you do, Chip.
Yeah.
Chip Hoy. That's a great name.
And JPC, real quick, I do have to give you some comedy medal. Aluminium. It's probably the funniest medal.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I made it to 30, so we didn't make it to 100. Something before the life burnout associated with 2020 kicked in. Still, hopefully you guys enjoy these. We will. Mm. Thanks for being one of my favorite podcasts and entertaining me every week. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Phil, these are wonderful, and I'm going to just get started. I did that old lady bit for too long. I don't know what happened. I forgot that we had to do riddles. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yes. And it's so cool. It's 30 because, Aaron, you're about to turn 30. And so this is like your birthday in riddles.
Yeah. You like
don't
it when...
Don't rush my life.
I loved when I turned... When I turned 29, people immediately start talking about how I'm about to turn 30. Uh-huh.
We're absolutely making hats that say, don't rush my life.
Don't tell Sean that I'll ever be 30, or I'll pack all of his bags and get out the door.
When my older brother, who's 3 years older than me, turned 29, I spent that whole year telling him that he was closer to death than 30.
Oh, my God. Okay,
amazing.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
A single letter would suffice. For my name to be said, a second letter is used twice. Let that buzz around your head. This is a warm-up riddle.
Okay, I think I know the answer.
I think I know the answer.
Oh, it's I think I know the answer. Who am I? I think I know the answer.
Addle,
oh,
you're Addle. You're doing Addle. Oh, I sound like that too? Damn it.
The answer better be...
B.
B.
B. Bees are dying rapidly, and we need to save them.
Okay, I want to see a scene. JPC and Aaron, you are two bees, and you are you've found out that neither one of you can have honey, make honey.
Sure.
And to bees, honey's like children.
Got it. Thank you. So, what are bees to bees? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We won't get into it. We're two bees. We can't make honey. Oh my God. Long shift today for the queen.
Yeah.
But now I'm ready to come home and put in my shift for my queen.
I have a secret.
Wait, I feel really
door.
Bad about what I just said.
No, it's fine.
Just as well.
It's fine. There's more
because obviously
things.
She's my queen and you're not. I mean, I love you as well, but she's, you know, it's work. Okay, I'm locking the door.
No,
what's
you're doing
on?
The work and we talked about that in therapy and I appreciate you doing the work.
Yeah. What's going on?
Okay, just lock the door and close the blinds.
It's locked, yeah. Okay. Oh, close the blinds. Okay, hold on. Give me 1 second.
I don't want anyone hearing this.
Step ladder to get these fucking blinds. These windows are so big in this apiary. Apiary. Why do they call it an apiary, by the way? Do we look like apes?
Honey, no, I didn't go to school. I don't know. I skipped. I was cool in high school, remember?
Yeah, I do remember, okay? I was, a nerd.
And we fell in love anyway.
Love anyway.
Anyway, yeah. Okay, so... I've been going to work, right?
Sure, we all do. Yeah, we have to.
And we like
fucking queen.
We like fly around, right? And then in the little like what are they called? Like diamondy things, like
flowers,
like the hive. No, not flowers. Like that. We go to flowers, right? We say hi, hello. We like hello. Get the stuff from the flowers, and then we bring it back to like the little comb, the honeycomb part.
Honeycomb.
Yeah, like the comb part. And
yes.
Okay, so I like am eating and eating at the flowers, sure, and then I go back to the comb part, and then I start rubbing my butt. Up against the comb to like get the honey.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Nothing,
to make the honey.
Nothing comes out. Not nothing comes out. So I just sit there and I just sort of like rub my butt. And then so for the last like few weeks, I've been going to Trader Joe's and like spending like so much money on honey. And then like
Mary, what are you saying? Jesus Christ, what are you saying to me right now?
And then putting the honey, I like will put honey on my butt from Trader Joe's, dip it in, and then I'll put it up against the honeycomb.
What? Whose honey is that?
It's another
what fucking bee's honey are you dipping your
cheating.
Bee butt
I'm
in?
I'm not cheating. I'm just saying.
Oh,
like,
you're not cheating?
If
you're not cheating.
No, I'm not.
I got one hand job and I've been in therapy for 4 years and you're
not
cheating?
That's not what the therapy is about, okay?
The therapy is punishment. The therapy is punishment,
Mary. It absolutely
Mary.
Isn't punishment. And who only wants hand jobs in their life?
I didn't even want it. I was on an airplane and I misunderstood what they were saying.
Can I come out from under the bed? Hey,
who is this? Who is this, Mary?
It's Jesus Christ. Hey, I just want to say I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ, you got a lot of nerve showing
he's
up
he's the
here.
One who makes the Trader Joe's honey. That's why it's so good.
I turn honey into more honey, and I also have sticky mata.
Can I come out?
Honey
can I come out?
Oh, my God.
Can I come out from behind the cabinet?
Who's that?
It's me. It's Beelzebub.
Honey, I don't know what to tell you. You got... a hand job on an airplane a few years ago, and now I'm sleeping with Beelzebub and Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
This really
actually,
stings.
just to be clear, I'm sleeping with Beelzebub. I didn't know that he was going to get my spot blown up here. So you're also sleeping with Beelzebub.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
So,
well, you know
so
what?
I'm going to
get the queen. I'm going to get the queen and tell her that you can't produce honey. Okay?
Damn.
Honestly, let's get the queen. And let's turn this into a little fivesome action. I'm into that.
See.
Ooh, all those bees are about to get really horny for each other.
I wonder, what do you think a bee's like when it gets horny?
Have you ever seen a bee movie? Just like
yeah,
that.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld, yeah, why not?
I'm not found in any store, but that might be what I do. Otherwise, I'm adding more texture to the blue. Oh my God, my Boston accent just came out. Am I okay? Texture to the blue.
Texture. That, I told you I'd text you. Just wait. It's only been 2 days. I'm going to text
you. You promised me a text 4 days ago.
He tried to jump over. Tried to jump over the fence and he got his escort.
Aaron, I went too hard on the Boston thing. Can you please read the riddle again? I don't hear it.
Oh, yeah, he went too hard. He hit his head. Okay. I'm not found in any store, but that might be what I do. Otherwise, I'm adding more texture to the blue.
I don't know, pants that fucking fit me?
Texture to the blue.
Not found in any store, but that's what I do.
Just focus focus on the otherwise. I'm adding more texture to the blue. What's blue?
What's blue? Blue's a color.
Water.
So
no, well, sort of. Water's involved.
So you're going to disagree that blue is a color, Aaron?
So I think I might have a clue on the or a clue. I think I might have a lead on the first part. So the first part is I'm not found in any store, but that's what I'll do or something.
But that might be what I do.
So you store something. So this is something that you would store something
in?
Yeah,
but that, I would never have used that word naturally.
Oh, the container store.
I love the container store.
I walk around there for hours, and it's my dream place.
It's the only
so
store
and they
I've
say,
ever been horny
they say,
for.
Sir, wear a mask.
Or it could be like Dunkaroos, because I never find those in shelves anymore. What happened to Dunkaroos?
I think they maybe went out of business, right?
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah.
All right, what is something that's blue, that's not water?
The sky.
Dunkaroos.
The sky. What adds texture to the sky?
Clouds.
Clouds. Paintings. They store water. The answer is clouds.
Clowns.
Clowns add texture.
Much scarier world if there's clowns in the sky instead of clouds.
Mommy, can you kill the sky clown?
Mommy, if I'm in a tall building and I reach out the window with a coffee cup, can I scoop up a clown?
I quit. I quit being your mom. I'm done.
All right, here we go. It's yes. easier to be aware. You'll find, as long as I'm around, feel the burn, I'll make you care. It's not safe, so I'll bring sound.
Either a wolf or Richard Simmons. It's easier to be aware, werewolf, but then workout was Richard Simmons.
It's easier to be aware. You'll find as long as I'm around. It's easier to be aware, you'll find, as long as I'm around. Feel the burn.
I am once again asking you to solve this riddle.
I'll feel the burn. Care. It's not safe, so I'll bring sound. Sorry, I like, while I was reading that, I wasn't here mentally. Do you know what I mean? The first time through when I was reading that. I went somewhere else.
We saw it in your eyes. Your pupils turned into little clown smiles.
Honestly, I was thinking, you like reminded me of a moment with my mom. Not that she ever quit being my mom, but like that brought me back to a memory for a second. And I was like, whoa. So Aaron, I wasn't paying attention when I was reading that riddle. What's up?
Do you mind sharing that memory?
No, it has nothing to do with us fighting or anything. It's just like you said the word mom and it like jostled in my brain.
Can we still hear the memory?
That's why they called me the mom jostler. We can't sing cats. We can't sing cats on two back-to-back episodes. Yeah. One of these episodes
Jellicle,
has to go.
Cats, angelical cats. All right, let me at least do. Rum Tum Tugger is a curious cat.
That movie.
Aaron, I'll be honest with you. I stopped listening to what this riddle was when you said feel the burn in it. And then I was like, okay, John, you can do the Bernie Sanders impression. I know you can't. You've done one before.
Come on,
and then
buddy.
I did that in my mind for a little while.
It's easier to be aware, you'll find, as long as I'm around. Feel the burn, I'll make you care. It's not safe, so I'll bring sound.
Not safe, so I'll bring sound. Makes me think of like when people in movies wear a stethoscope and they put it up to the safe to hear the sound of the clicks so they can open it up. Is it a stethoscope?
No.
Does it have anything to do with a safe cracker?
No.
Nutcracker?
No. But I love
Uncle Cracker.
I love all of these Christmas ballets.
Follow me and it is Christmas time.
My name is Saint Nick. Uncle Cracker was friends with Kid Rock, I think, right? They're cousins or something?
Yeah, they were friends or cousins. I don't think so. I don't think they were related.
I think it's like a Snoop Dogg Eazy-E situation. I think they're cousins. Or Warren G.
I'd say the part that's going to help you get it the most is feel the burn. I'll make you care. It's not safe, so I'll bring sound. It's not safe, so I'll bring sound.
It's not safe, so I'll bring sound.
Safe and sound.
What happens?
It's Capital Cities, or what's the name of that band?
What makes sound when it's not safe?
Oh, a cat.
An alarm. A fire alarm. A smoke alarm.
Just any alarm.
Any alarm.
No, a fire alarm. Like a smoke alarm.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are upstairs asleep when suddenly your alarm goes off. You don't know why, but you have to go turn it off and check in with it. Aaron, you are the alarm.
Oh God! Fuck! How do I?
Oh God! Oh my gosh! There's a fire.
Okay,
you should probably get out, or someone's cooking.
No! There's no fire.
Fuck!
No! It was smoke. It sets off the alarm all the time. It's not the fire. We were just cooking. It's not even smoke. No.
Oh my God! Do you know that a fire broke up with me once?
Off. That's a bad. Cancel alarm.
Cancel alarm. A fire broke up with me, and now he's here. Can you tell him to go?
No. There's no fire here. I don't know what.
Fuck! Are you kidding me, dude? Are you obsessed with me? Okay. Are you following me?
All right. Let me touch it so I can take the batteries out.
Fuck,
I'm gonna go run back.
Oh my God! Excuse me. What are you doing?
I was going to take the batteries out.
I need those.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You want to die in the night? Because I'm not here to tell you that fire is here?
I'm trying to say that there is no fire.
He's
There's no
not?
Fire. It's a false... No, he's
oh
not.
Oh, my God.
Can I get you something?
What is wrong with me? I thought for sure there was a fire.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing wrong with you. Oh. Hold on, I'm sorry. Hang out for a second. My doorbell is ringing. It's so late at night.
I'm on the ceiling.
Yeah, just be there for a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I'm from the fire department. We heard that there was an alarm or something going on.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. My smoke alarm went off. I think one of my roommates was cooking, but it does this all the time. It shouldn't be a big deal.
Wait, smoke's here? No! Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not a big deal, but it's there's nothing I can do about it. The alarm, you can't take the batteries out, so.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Well, we're cool?
Yeah, we're cool.
Okay.
Also, I'm from the fire department. I represent a large number of people who have recently been fired.
You're from the fires department. Okay, I let you into my house. This was a big mistake.
Can I have some cake?
What's that?
It smells bad in here.
Hey, man, you brought the cake in here so you can have as much of it as you want. It's your cake. Maybe grab a plate if you're going to eat cake. I'm sorry about the bad smell. That might be this man's cake. This may be a dream.
Beep.
Scene. You clearly died from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh yeah. That was my body warning me, be like, you have to get up now because the poisoning is getting you.
Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break. Everyone, please check the batteries in your smoke alarm and your fire detector, whatever those are called. Check your safe, hide your children, hide your wives, and we'll be right back with more Grandma Puzzies.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin,
yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
I
can actually see
that.
See that
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever
with,
you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay. You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going
to
be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code Riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back, Grandma. Can we have some cookies?
Yes, you can have these Toll House cookies I bought in 1993.
Oh, tell us about the 1920s, Grandma.
Okay, sure. She's not dancing.
She's just sitting there.
Here we go. It's 1922. The 1920s. I was 45 years old.
Okay.
Ooh.
What are you, Addle?
That's very funny. He's old as shit. And so the 1920s.
Bird, Grandma.
And we were having the best time you could have, and then came the 1930s, and it ruined the party.
Oh, no. What about the 30s ruined the 20s?
Oh, all of our money was gone. Hitler started talking. 30s stuff.
He didn't talk in the 20s?
Yeah.
You know what,
Grandma,
I heard?
Can we just get the cookies?
The Toll House cookies.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to do today. And
GC, I'm invested in this bullshit.
I don't want to be here anymore. It's whole house smells like egg soup. Can we just get the cookies? Maybe we can go.
All right, but I'm giving you some egg soup to go in a Tupperware dish.
Damn it.
All right. And send me a video of you boys eating it later, okay?
How would we send you a video?
I don't know. Put it on a VCR, convert it to slideshow, that you put the slides in and...
You drop the slides in.
Dude, is that too much to ask?
I guess not, Grandma. Well, I guess we can convert it to a slideshow the next time we're here.
Thank you.
We love you, Grandma.
I'll be dead
but
soon.
Grandma,
what?
Grandma, as... Oh, no, you won't. Don't say that. Grandma, as we're leaving, I'm going to convert this goodbye into a wave. A fun little tech humor.
I don't understand those kinds of jokes.
Oh, Grandma, I'm the same age, and I didn't get it either, so...
High five.
You said you're the same age.
Oh, man.
Got it.
The character.
Got your ass.
All right. More riddles from Phil. We're still on warm-up riddles, so I have a feeling this will last a few episodes.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
My head is spinning constantly. I've made many people die. I possess an inner beauty. If you look me in the eye.
Medusa. Beetlejuice.
Eye.
Demusa.
I have a song stuck in my head.
My head.
Go ahead.
Can you sing it? Can you share it?
It's Sean watched the first 20 minutes of, what is it called? Big Daddy?
With Adam Sandler?
Yeah, with Adam Sandler last night.
Yeah, Aaron, it's called Big Daddy.
Sorry. But I love Rufus Wainwright, and one of his songs started playing, and I was like, I forgot about this song. Do you remember the song that's like, I don't want somebody to love me, just give me sex whenever I want it.
Do you remember the song?
Instant pleasure.
Cigarettes and chocolate milk.
I love that song. Everything about it is a little bit sweeter, a little bit better. I also love California.
Sorry, guys.
What?
The only song that I know on this episode is Uncle Cracker, so I can't relate to any of this.
All right, well, you can just shop on your phone.
So I'll just get on my phone.
So a head spinning. You killed many people. Is this like the top from Inception?
How many people has that top killed? Is that do I not know about like a sequel that happened?
Well, they're stuck in this other reality, so they die eventually.
Oh, Aaron, did you never see in
Topception?
Inthreption? And that's the third one. What would the second one be?
Skinception? JPC, walk away. Walk away, buddy. Cut your losses and walk away.
I can't. It's cold. It's grabbing my arm. It's telling me to come back.
I hate when that happens.
If you die on this podcast, you die in real life.
If you die in real life, you die in real life.
Oh, man, that really, it does look like Adel and JPC are being attacked when they're trying to figure out a joke. My head is spinning constantly. I've made many people die. I possess an inner beauty if you look me in the eye.
Possess an inner beauty if you look me in the eye. So something that spins and kills many people. That could be like the...
Would it be like
a sprinkler?
The head of a bomb or something like that?
No.
Like that's like spinning in the air as it's coming down?
I know so many people have died on like carnival rides. Is it like a teacup ride or something?
Is it a bullet? Is it a bullet?
Has someone ever died on a teacup ride? Jesus.
Absolutely.
It's not a bullet. I like these guesses.
Because I know when you shoot a bullet out of like the barrel of a gun, the rifling like turns it and it makes it spin.
I would say the thing that you're closest to is bomb, only because I feel like the destruction looks pretty similar.
Hmm. Oh, is it Addle in the bathroom after freaking Thanksgiving dinner, my man?
Oh, I love gross jokes. Do more.
Cranberry sauce.
No, that's blood in my poop.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Addle. You should see a doctor about
that. Nope.
What's something that spins that is destructive? It doesn't, I would say it like moves in a circular fashion and is destructive.
What's something that spins?
I'll actually accept two answers. Oh, Phil says
is it a wheat thresher?
What did you guys say?
Tasmanian wheat thresher?
No.
Spins in a circle and is like a hurricane?
Yeah. Hurricane or tornado.
Or the scorpions.
Oh.
Oh, I would like to see a scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
JPC, you're a tornado. Adel, you're a hurricane, and you're talking at a party.
And so what I did is I came off the coast, right? And I had been drinking, and
sure.
My friend Tom was like, "Oh, shouldn't you put down a coaster?" And it was—I mean, you had to be there, but it was so funny. It was just so—it was the timing was perfect. What about you? Where have you been? I mostly sit by the water. Oh, really?
Yeah, Kansas.
Oh, fun.
Parts of Indiana.
You know,
Missouri.
I was gonna say Kansas, but I didn't know if you'd think I was joking just because of the whole movie thing and like the trope, sure. You know.
So how do you know Doug?
You're not in Kansas anymore. I've been wanting to say that.
Yeah, I get that. I get that a lot.
Doug is actually, can I be honest with you? I don't know Doug. I'm crashing this party.
Holy
I saw
shit.
Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson do it, and you said, you know what? I can do it too.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I don't know Doug either.
No.
I'm crashing this party too.
You're
it's actually,
joking.
I'm actually crashing with a friend.
Oh, who's your friend?
It's Owen Wilson.
Oh. Wow. Can I meet him?
Absolutely. Owen, come here. This is, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Oh, my name is Hurricane.
Hurricane.
No, I'm sorry. My name is Herman Cain.
Nope.
No, it's
new choice.
It's Hurricane.
Owen, this is Hurricane.
Hello. Nice to meet you, Owen Wilson.
I'm sorry. Owen's a little sheepish because Owen doesn't know if he could do his voice.
Owen, come
but
on.
Owen can.
You got this.
But Owen can.
You got this.
But
wow.
Owen can.
Wow.
Hold on, Owen.
Nice
no, it's like nasally. But wow.
Wow.
Owen, wow.
Oh, I'm just... it's midnight in Paris.
Can I just...
Ooh, no. That's Woody Allen.
I don't
can
know.
I just say, buck away.
Can I just say, pressures.
I'm such a big fan. Can I just say, and you mentioned him, so I want to introduce a friend I brought. Please meet Vince Vaughn.
Hey, and Vince is also, I feel like he's drinking right now.
No, I'm here.
Well,
and
he's
I'm
drinking.
Talking, and I'm here, and it's great, great, it's great, it's great. We're going to do great. I'm Vince Vaughn, and here we go, and I'm here.
Vince, Owen, it sounds like you guys are really hitting it off.
We're going to leave you two to talk.
Why don't we back away from this? Vince and Owen,
you two take
have
it away.
At it. You got a lot to talk about.
You're going to love each other.
You're my best friend. You're my best friend in the whole world. Let's crash some more weddings. Wow, I don't know if that's the best idea. What if I fall Rachel McAdams. I'm trying to tell you that
what
I've
a coincidence! Rachel,
alert.
Rachel,
carbon
you're here at this
alert.
Party as well.
Beep.
Rachel is
carbon
at this
monoxide
party.
Alert. Carbon monoxide
I'm
alert.
Rachel McAdams.
Carbon monoxide alert.
You made this happen. This is by your design, and you're mad at me that I can't do any of the impressions. Unbelievable.
I like how as soon as Aaron mentions Rachel McAdams, Adel is like, I know what we need. The carbon monoxide alert.
Well, when she was talking to herself, I'm like, clearly she's either sleeping or dead.
I don't arrive until the end of eternity. Yet, I've been at the start of your every yesterday.
Know it. I know it. I know
it. When is it then, smart ass?
Well,
tomorrow.
I sometimes know it because A.E., I owe you money, and I will pay you back the money, not just an IOU form.
JBC,
but why?
You have so much time to get it right
why?
Now.
Why? Because I want to.
But sometimes can you read it one more time? It's like, I'm at the start of tomorrow.
Hold on.
He just said it.
Hold on. Dead stop. Mm-hmm. I said it's the letter Y. At the end of eternity, but at the start of your something.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
At the start of every yesterday? Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Hell yeah.
I may come from water. From the water. Sorry. I may come from the water or come from your hand.
A fish.
Or
this is young Aaron
me.
In a jacuzzi.
Wow.
You may come from the water.
Wow, you are.
Or your hand.
Wow, you could have just said young Adel. Nothing more guilty than using someone else's name, bitch. Someone was too scared to say, I came from a jacuzzi when I was a kid. Let me deflect and say it was my friend.
I can come from a wet pile of sand. That's Adel.
You think
Adel can do that.
I was alone in a jacuzzi ever as a kid? You wish. I never have once been alone with a jacuzzi. Okay. I may come from the water. That's hilarious. I am coming in a jacuzzi. Or come from your hand. Masturbation. Board, you may use me or see me from sand.
I may come from the water or come from your hand. You may see. What was it?
Ew.
It really is come from the water, come from the hand, right?
Yeah.
Is
Board, you may use me or see me from sand.
Board,
I did it! I damn, got my nice bird out!
Oh, Aaron, that's great. And I would like to get this out. The answer, a wave.
Yeah, you got it. It's a wave. All right, next one. These are.
Wait a second. I said wave hours ago, and you guys said it was a joke you didn't get.
Yeah.
That was for a different riddle, though. Ready? If these are homonym.
And again, I'm so sorry. I don't want to be that guy, but that's hot porridge.
Hot porridge. Homonym.
Okay. Women be homonym.
Homonym.
If I'm land, I'm super chill. A degree can leave me thrown. If I'm busted, I can kill. For the foolish, I'm a cone.
I'm a cone.
Foolish, I'm a cone. What do idiots put ice cream in? Quick, JPC, your rolled up magazine? What?
There, hands.
What would JP Riddles put ice cream in? Hold on. Hold on. Let me dial JP Riddles.
I want to see a scene. While you're dialing, I want to see a scene. Adel, you are going into yes, I got it in there under the wire. You're going into an ice cream store. Aaron, you are working at that ice cream store. Adel, you're ordering a scoop of ice cream. But the sign at the top of the store says like cone, waffle cone, bowl. But you don't want to pay any for that extra. You just want it in your hand.
Pardon me,
Hi,
ma'am. Do you work here?
Yeah. I'm like 18. Can I get you something? Do you want to try a sample?
Sure. I'm 34, and I'd love to try a sample. Can you tell me about the Mackinac cherry chunk?
It's super overrated and weird, and mostly only old people all get it when they're in here.
I'll try it, please.
Okay.
Do I have to pay extra for a smile?
Oh boy, that sucks. wow, you're not even that old that you should be saying that.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm Doug. I'm the manager. I'm 36. Is there a problem over here, Nance?
No. This guy just told me I should smile, which sort of sucks. Also, dude, by the way, I'm sorry that happened to your party this weekend.
No, it's okay. You know, it happens every year. The local teens say that they want me to buy a bunch of alcohol and throw a huge party, and then I do it, and then they burn my house down when I go to the store.
Yeah, excuse me. Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn, a hurricane and a tornado over there. What?
Sorry, I'm still here. And of course, we know the customer is always white, and I am a Caucasian man asking for ice cream. What I want you to do is take all the samples, put them in an ice cream scoop, form a ball. Then take that ball and place it in my hand so I can leave here with some ice cream.
Okay, so you want sort of the full ice cream experience. But if you can look up at the sign, it says, come waffle cone, cat, hot, and hot. So, like, if it's none of those things, we can't put it in there.
Okay. Yeah, sir, we can't put it in there. And we're going to have to ask you to leave the store.
I want to hear you read the sign, manager. Read the sign that she just read.
Nance was exactly right. It says,
and that's our policy because one time a customer made us put their scoop into a fish.
Ooh, can I have that?
Well, that's fish food, and now it is an official flavor that we do sell here. And you can have it, but you have to have it in a cone, wafer cone, cap, or grouchy cup.
I guess I'll take a grouchy cup then.
Okay, he'll have to take a grouchy cup.
Scene. Oh, wait, he's in. Yeah, sorry, I've been on. It's been ringing and ringing and ringing.
Did we get through? Did we get through to JP Riddles?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, JP Riddles, it's...
Who is this?
It's Aaron, Adel, and JPC.
Who the hell is this?
JP Riddles, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm actually shocked you have a phone.
I thought I told you never to call here again.
You did, JP Riddles, but we have a question that we know you know the answer to.
I'm not answering no questions from any of you.
Well, I have one real quick question, the question I want to ask. How did you get the number 119?
Fine, ask the question.
I guess I have two questions. What is your phone made out of?
Just kidding. Leave a message after the beep and Jake B. Reynolds will get to your call as soon as possible.
That was so perfect.
If you're a squirrel, don't expect a call back. Bye-bye.
Scene.
God damn it.
God damn it.
God, I fall for that every
time with that shit.
Well, to be fair, we didn't dial a phone. We put 2 quarters in a cat's butthole and then choked it.
Whatever, it worked. We got through to his voicemail.
Maybe we ran out of quarters. Maybe we needed more quarters.
We didn't kill the cat.
We did.
No, when Adel says we choked it, of course, that's a euphemism for masturbating.
We masturbated.
And a jacuzzi.
I'm not handling how much trouble we're going to be in for this episode. Okay.
No.
If I'm land, I'm super chill. A degree can leave me thrown. If I'm busted, I can kill. For the foolish, I'm a cone.
Okay, I think I know this.
Pine cone.
Is it a thermometer?
No.
Because when it's busted, it can...
Something that has multiple meanings. A word that has multiple
meanings. Oh, it's a homonym. That's right. Because I thought something busted it could kill, like mercury, is very dangerous. Even though my mom used to break thermometers and play with that. And it said something about a degree, and thermometers measure temperature.
Degrees, yeah.
But this is a homonym. So when I'm land, what was it? When I'm land, I'm busted?
If I'm land... I'm super chill.
Super chill.
If I'm a degree land. Can leave me thrown. If I'm busted, I can kill. For the foolish, I'm a cone.
Flight.
Oh, a dunce hat?
Nope.
Dunce cap?
It's cap.
Oh, I just said dunce cap.
Oh, well, it's... I thought you said dunce hat.
Dunce cap.
What's a dunce hat?
A cap.
Dunce cap is what they put on. It's a cone. It's
I know what a dunce cap cone. Is. What's a dunce hat?
It's a dunce cap.
All right,
it's
ready?
It's what Midwesterners call a dunce cap.
From tanning to toasting, I'm sorry for boasting, but I'm found all over the place. Though to be realistic, I'm misogynistic when I'm applied to a face. I actually love this one.
And this is another homonym?
Homonyms.
I'm misogynistic when applied to a face.
Oh, JPC, what was that? You went to some restaurant and you ordered misogynistic toast. What was that called?
No, I went to a restaurant and I heard a misogynistic toast.
Oh wait, can we hear that?
Clink, 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 clink.
Oh please, I'm an asshole. You don't want me to. Please, 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 please.
You're right.
Clink, 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 clink. Oh man, I was gonna use that sound bite to destroy my friend.
Getting someone to give a speech and they're like, no, please, I'm an asshole. I'm such a bad person. Don't make me speak. Don't make me give
bad
a speech.
Bad people talk more than everyone else.
That's
so
true.
So this is misogynistic when you put it on a face, but it's also what you do to toast.
From tanning to toasting.
From tanning to toasting. So this
I'm
is,
sorry for boasting, but I'm found all over the place. Though to be realistic, I'm misogynistic when I'm applied to the face.
A bed. You have tanning beds, you have toasting beds, and then when you lay your bed down, your face is misogynistic.
When you burn someone to their face, that's misogyny.
I'm going to tell
when you. When you burn someone to their
it's
face.
It's butter. A butter face.
What is tanning? Is there tanning butter?
Tanning butter?
Like, yeah, and then it's like what you put on before you go tanning.
Really?
Yeah, and then you put it on toast. Not the same, that kind of butter, but real butter.
Like tanning oil. I didn't know tanning butter was...
I've heard of body butter, but I thought that was like lotion.
Yeah, I've
heard of like
lotion.
Shea butter or something.
Shea butter?
Lotion of the ocean and the wheat from above. Okay, so here we go.
Aaron, I want to know what mystical house you grew up in that had all these songs that nobody else in the world has ever heard.
I don't know what song I was just singing. I think that might be from Hairspray. All right, here we go.
Okay.
For signals, almost nothing. For lives, almost everything. If that seems vague, give it a beat.
Give it a beat. So that means we have to sing this one. For give it a lies, bop it a beat. Beep it a bop, bop, give it a beat.
You're being awfully loud, and I'm trying to my 9 a.m. nap.
Grandma
Please.
Riddles, oh, we're sorry to wake you up. Hey, can we ask, what do you put an ice cream in? What do you put a scoop of ice cream in?
No, it's what you put in the ice cream. Use the ice cream as a bowl for your teeth at night. That way, when you put them in the morning, it tastes delicious.
Oh, Grandma Riddles.
What?
Grandma Puzzles, we're so worried about you. Can we please...
What?
Move in with us. No, what the fuck? Move in with us. Let us take care of you full time.
I'm saying, can we please put you down for one room in our house?
Okay, well, how many cats do you have as for my bed there? My bed is cats.
Well, we had a couple, but The animal control took them away because we kept putting quarters in their butt. But
call JP Riddles. Wait a second. Oh, Grandma,
we should
puzzles.
Hook you up with someone. We have someone we should set you up
it's
with.
It's been a long time since Grandpa Puzzles divorced your ass. Why don't you get back out there? Why don't you get back out there and date again?
I don't know if I would fit into my first date dress anymore. And also, I forget how to dance.
When you said first date dress, you tugged on your skin.
Yeah.
We have the perfect person. You would hit it off so well. I think you're going to love him. Would you please, for us as a favor, go on a date
with Puzzbot?
All right, but I'm only awake for 45 minutes every day.
Legit, I was going to say Owen Wilson. I was going to make a go on a date with Owen Wilson.
All right. Everybody, shut up. Enough jokes.
Wow.
For signals, almost nothing. For lives, almost everything. Signals, sorry. My pronunciation is bad. For signals, almost nothing. For lives, almost everything. If that seems vague, give it a beat.
Okay, this could not be more muddled in my brain. It's just kind of rolling around.
Signals, I was like, traffic signals.
For signals, I'm nothing. So the type of signals I know are traffic
beat,
signals.
Dance beats.
The sign, the drum movie, beat. The movie signals with, no, that's signs with Joaquin Phoenix. Signals. For signals, I am nothing. Give it a beat. If this is too vague, give it a beat. Oh, a pulse.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get that, Adel?
Because Aaron mimed taking her own pulse.
Good job, Aaron. Thanks, Aaron.
So wait, now that I know the answer, will you please reread it?
Mm-hmm. For signals, almost nothing. For lives, almost everything.
For signals, almost nothing. So
pulse signals?
A pulse is nothing for a signal?
What does that first part mean?
Yeah, what
I'm
is
not
a 100% signal
sure.
For signal, I'm nothing. Are these original Philip Boy? Yeah. Wow.
For signals, well, for lives, almost it means almost everything for lives. A pulse. You
a
need
pulse.
A pulse.
Sure.
To be alive.
And then a pulse can be like a beat or a rhythm, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gloria Stefan, turn the pulse around.
There's probably a very simple explanation to this one, just not
love
seeing.
To feel my own pulse.
Well,
well
isn't
one.
Like pulse signals?
What does that mean?
Yeah, Aaron, you can't just say
what
words.
Are pulse signals?
I'll Google it.
I'll Google it. Let's hear another one.
Shape is formed by a rapid or sudden transient change from a baseline value.
Pulse.
Oh. Interesting.
Yes. Would you like to share with us?
Did you bring enough for the whole class, Aaron?
I don't know how to explain this. So I'm not going to. I know who I am.
Good. Okay.
So, all right. If you're here, you're bound to be dirty. Maybe it's muck. Maybe it's flirty. Learn.
If you're here, bound to be
neep,
dirty.
Neep,
maybe it's muck. Maybe it's dirty. Oh, La Brea Tar Pits.
If you're here, you're bound to be dirty.
All right,
like
I'm
going to
say this in a much flirtier way. So maybe
like bath or a bubble bath or something.
If you're here, you're bound to be dirty. Maybe it's muck, but maybe it's flirty.
Is it in that ass?
No.
Then I'm
well,
stuck.
I've got some bad news for you. It's muck ass. You've got muck ass,
no.
And it's one of the worst cases we've ever seen.
But
no,
doctor,
no.
I was watching Shrek. Shouldn't it be swamp ass?
I don't know, man. I'm a doctor. You got muck ass. I don't know. What do you want from me?
If you're in me, you're bound to be dirty. Sometimes
if you're here.
You're here. If you're here, you're bound to be dirty.
Maybe
so
it's muck and maybe it's flirty. This is, I think, my favorite.
Maybe it's muck. And this is still a homonym?
Yeah. Is it a...
Your mind could be there, or you could
in
be
the
there
gutter.
Literally. Yeah.
In the gutter. My favorite
in
Elvis
the
Presley
gutter.
Song.
I want to see you
Mama
two.
Cried.
You are two rats in a gutter, and you're flirting.
So thanks for meeting me here, Toots. I just got to say, like, oh, the tail on you. Yeah, yowas. Yowas. I want to gnaw on that thing, eh? Sorry. Are you? I should have asked. Ah, oh, fuck. You did it again, Steve. Are you a talking rat? I always forget to ask this. 99 times out of 99, they are not a talking rat. I should say that I
I, of course, found one day I was walking through New York and found a little tube of ooze, and I put it on my fur, and all of a sudden I could talk, and I was 6 feet tall, and I knew martial arts. What was that? I think I heard the word sexy in there. No, I did not.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Are you talking to my wife?
Oh.
Are you bothering my wife?
Oh, my God. I'm starstruck. Are you Jon Favreau?
Swingers. Yeah, I'm Jon Favreau. Are you talking to my rat wife? I should say, she's a rat. I'm not saying, like, my wife's a rat. This is a rat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're a rat, too. I'm kind of a ratty guy as well.
And I'm four turtles. I'm the first one. I'm the second. I'm the third. And I'm Michelangelo.
Oh, shit. We got to get out of here. A bowling ball.
Go, ninja. Go, ninja.
No, I'm Jon Favreau. I'm making this movie.
You're podcaster Jon Favreau?
You're Jon Favreau from Friends?
Pod save these turtles.
Zane.
Isn't it wild how
there
are
two? That's the worst thing we've ever done.
What a shit show.
Isn't it wild that there are two different Jon Favreaus?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Owen Wilson, wow.
Isn't it wild that I know three women who have slept with Vince Vaughn?
Do you really?
I do.
That is amazing. Oh, no. Wow. I should have told you that and Ted told you to not tell anyone.
Honestly, I'm more surprised that Adam knows three women.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, I know he has a sister and a mom and there's Aaron. So like, what?
Gemma.
Wait, people from the TV count, right?
When they slept with, yeah, Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston slept with them in the movie The Breakup.
I didn't sleep with Vince Vaughn, nor would I. Not my cup of tea. No, thank you.
He's more like a mug of Joe.
In days past,
average Joe,
I was dodgeball. Made of wood, though that's rarely true of late. Now I more often question who would go out on a fictional date.
Horse
date, of course. Oh, the most famous fictional date is from Indiana Jones, where the guy who played Gimli grabs it as Harrison Ford tries to pop it in his mouth, and he squeezes it, and he says, "Bad date."
Mm-hmm.
So the mm-hmm. answer to this mm-hmm. is either
delusion.
Is the answer to this marry, fuck, kill?
No.
Is it John Rhys Davies?
In days past, mm-hmm. I was made of wood, Chief. Though that's rarely true of late. Now I more often question who would go out on a fictional date. More
Nickel.
Like when you want two fictional people to date you.
Set ship. Up a scene with
yeah.
old girl
them.
Puzzles.
Ship
you
them.
Gotta ship
All right, guys, rapid fire. What two fictional characters would you like to see on a date?
George and Fred Weasley.
Ooh, and I'm going to say Gandalf and Dumbledore.
Teenage Aaron? Mutant Ninja Turtle and Remy the Rat from Ratatouille.
Ninja Flirtles. Dude Ninja Donatello. Flirtles.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Michelangelo.
And the toucan from that.
Toucan Sam.
Yeah.
Follow your nose.
Who would I, who, what, these are two fictional characters that I would like to see go
mm-hmm.
on a date?
The Trix Rabbit and the Kool-Aid. What's a Kool-Aid man? What's his real name? Is he just called Kool-Aid Man?
Mm-hmm. Jeff.
Jeff.
Ooh.
Jeffrey.
Can I see a quick, do we have time for a scene? I want to see a quick scene.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. quickest of scenes. I'm going to be a doctor. No, Aaron, you're a doctor. I am Mrs. Kool-Aid Woman. And we are
Mrs.
moments,
Kool-Aid
and
woman.
I'm pregnant, and we are moments away from my Kool-Aid baby bursting through my uterine wall.
All right, you're coming along great.
Something feels wrong. Something feels wrong.
No, it's just that you're giving birth to something that will make the world a little worse.
There's so much tension in my lower stomach. Does
yeah.
that make sense?
And this is going to be unpleasant. There will be
so
a hole
pressure.
In you.
What?
Because that's sort of like
what?
How he... I mean, by the... What we're seeing, he likes to make an entrance, and it's going to probably be a little painful, but also very hilarious, okay? It's all okay.
Oh, no, doctor, you're not listening to my wife. I think something might be wrong.
Oh, no.
Is there a chance that the baby is Hawaiian Breach?
No. And
it's
but
punching.
I'm taking your wife's pain very seriously. I believe her that she's so uncomfortable. I think she is uncomfortable because in any moment, he's about to burst through her stomach like it's a brick wall and say, Or if he's from Entourage, he'll go, But we went over that about 10 episodes ago, okay? So everyone just relax.
Okay.
If he's from Entourage, I'm going to be pissed because that would be not my baby.
You have the epidural.
Doctor, I slept with Turtle. I should say I slept with Turtle.
It's okay. We've already talked about this in therapy. Me and Turtle, basically the same guy. She didn't know what she was doing.
So it's either going to be Turtle from Entourage or the Kool-Aid Man. Either way, it's going to feel bad coming out.
He's going to come out a full-grown man?
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be the Kool-Aid Boy?
And he's going to ask for money.
Doctor, if it is my child, is there a chance, and I don't want to be crass here, is there a chance that my child could come out Charcoalberry Finn or Invisible Grape?
Oh, no. Please, Ecto Cooler.
No, just the classic red. Okay?
Can you give me a high C-section? So I have...
See. You're not going to get better than high C-section.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Turtle wears hats.
Oh, okay.
Is that the episode?
So, Phil, thank you so much for sending these in. I will finish these another time. I've marked where we left off. I'm trying to count how many we've done. We've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10-ish. We've done 10-ish out of the 30. We will come back to that.
10-ish, anyone? It's like a game of Sean Connery on a court
with a racket.
Everybody, please let me know if you know anything, even if it's not that specific song. Do you ever remember getting a birthday cassette tape?
Do you remember this casket full of candy bones or these little packets that had gummy, slimy monsters that were delicious?
Yeah, you will have had to have been born in 1905.
With those creepy crawlers? With those creepy crawlers? Because I don't think you were supposed to eat those, my man.
JPC, anything to plug?
Follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. Follow me on the old twitter.com at jpsofly. And those are two things that you can do with your fucking time. So do those things.
Adel?
Yeah, I want to plug a new bop I have on my SoundCloud. It's called Cat Butt Quarters. It's a fun little, it's kind of a rap. It's got everything. Well, don't sing it.
It's just JPC saying
that one line. I do want to unplug two podcasts I recently guest on. One is called This Is Gonna Work. So please check out my episode on This Is Gonna Work. And the other one is called Another Episode, in where I talk to two folks about the movie The Money Pit from the 80s by Tom Hanks. Aaron, anything
that
to
sounds
plug?
Really fun. Yeah, just follow me, AaronKeep10, on Instagram. I have some projects coming out soonish, and that's probably where I'll post about them. Phil sent in a sort of last riddle of the show that I'm going to read. If that pleases everyone,
it pleases the court.
One last riddle before we depart. This one is broken into three parts. The first syllable is pretty simple. A religion with David Starr as the symbol. Cherry and peach, parts chucked in a bin. It's made bigger when you dig in. For most Harry Potter fans, this bit's assured. A noise sometimes used for a hard-to-find word. Now take a second to string them together.
JPC?
Jupiter.
Finally, Adel can say bye forever. Created
by Adel. Bye forever.
Sorry. Right on
top of Jupiter.
We blew it.
Philip Hoy.
Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navarez.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.